Nottoway Valley jumped off the starting line last week at the IATC Indoor Track Championships in Ames with a top finish. In the boys' shot put, Trent Warner earned one of the top throws out of the region teams, finishing in fifth place at 45 feet, 8.75 inches. Head coach Chase Green was impressed with Warner, especially given the statistical circumstances.
I thought he came in ranked about 13th. His best throw last year would have put him, compared to a lot of the times that it, or the distances that had already been entered, etc., that I thought he was going to be about 13th. And so to have him come in and perform at fifth place was pretty awesome. And we do have him training. You know, we keep on working on trying to improve the distance, and that should put him in about the same category. Hopefully, he can be, you know, a state contender.
Giving an inside look at what Nottoway Valley has been practicing so far, the Wolverines are doing repetitive speed training. The specific workout comes from Baylor University, which deals with getting more reps with slower speeds to then decrease the repetitions and increase the expectations for faster speeds for athletes to achieve.
I hate to give up all my secrets. We use a modified version of the Clyde Hart workout from Baylor. So we do 200 repeats starting at a pace that we think that they can manage. And so we're kind of treating the speed as a weight. And we end up doing the number of times they run it as reps. So it's kind of like a weight lifting program. And we use, you know, as we start working the speed down, we would do the same type of thing as you might do in a weight class or a workout program.
The Wolverines feature a small team this year with Trent Warner, Ashton Huddle, Luke Keating, Hayden Colden, Eli Harris, Logan Stanton, and Avery Lewis. These boys work day in and day out to continue to build the Wolverines into one tough competitor.
We have Ashton Honnold, who working really hard, probably one of the hardest workers on the team, probably focusing his running 200, 400, 800 in that vicinity. I have Luke Keating. Keating is a freshman. He is going to be probably our 4.8.16 individual. He may run a couple 32s as well. Another young man is Hayden Colden. He's also a freshman. I'm hoping to get him down to about 208, maybe 205 and 800. And then we have Eli Harris, who is a junior. Try to get him down to under 210 in the 800. So we may end up having ourselves a fairly competitive 4x8. We have two other boys that are freshmen as well. Logan Stanton. He ran a 100 split time that was under 12 seconds last year. So we're hoping to get him in the hundreds, in the 200s, maybe to, you know, get a, I don't know, if we can get an 11.5 out of him, that would be pretty special. And then the other boy, Avery, is probably going to be a 2.4 boy. Hopefully we can get him in the 400 and running sub 58 is what I'm going to shoot for him with.
While the numbers are limited this season, Coach Green is trying to gain success with more one-on-one attention to his athletes. Track and field is a tough mental sport that takes you and your teammates to continue pushing forward, even with the grueling workouts, because it all pays off in the end.
To improve numbers, I think we need to have success with the kids that are there. So I'm going to give a lot of one-on-one attention to them, try to really set goals that are attainable and try to help them to reach those goals. But we're also trying to have fun, try to make track not such a grueling, unpleasant experience, but to have a lot of team time of goofing around and having good times with each other, but not, you know, out of control, but certainly something that's enjoyable that will bring back good memories.
Nottoway Valley will be traveling to Northwest Missouri State this Saturday to compete indoors against many local teams in the Southwest Iowa region. The meet will start at 11:30 a.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.